rocks all overlaid in there, and then little ones in the hole. Then when come a rain, a lot of rain, washed off the soil, and the soil put on top. You can see the rocks.
That was right where his their place was in Germany?
Right alongside the road, and just the road went right by the place.
Their farm?
Mm-hmm, their farm.
So what was, what'd you say?
Rosa.
Rosa and?
William.
William.
Is that her name?
Rosa. Uncle Bill was Junior.
I'm going to say her mom was very controlling.
Yeah.
Controlled the money and everything.
Everything. He just hardly had hardly his own name, you might say, from there.
Huh.
Mama Lee did. He always called her Mama Lee. Mama Lee this, Mama Lee that. Yeah, Mama Lee. Yeah, Mama. I can hear that just as well.
So what happened to him?
Her, she just died.
She had Bright's disease.
Oh.
And she, you know, it's not doing the heart trouble or anything or whatever.
I don't know.
It's a blood disease, I think, of some kind.
And so after she died, then he married somebody else?
He never married, but he just got
involved.
Some other older lady got to him. And
kind of like just, Carl.
She just sucked him dry and didn't have nothing. And then he went to live with his son-in-law. Aunt Lucy had died, and so they lived together.
And so then Grandma Lovner paid for his funeral, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell about your mom knowing when he died.
Oh, yeah. That just explained too.
Okay. Then how old were you about when he died?
Was we married? Yeah, we was married when he died. Yeah.
So she got up one morning and she said,
"My father died last night, or whatever, Dad died last night." And we, yeah, how would you know? Didn't know nothing about it. And it wasn't too much longer in the evening, or in the morning, Andy McCoy came up with the telegram.
And she said, he said to me, "Francis,
oh yeah, come with
take
me.
Take my hand and come with me." And she said, "No, I'm not ready."
She didn't want to admit it.
No, she wasn't ready. She lived a long time after that.
Oh, the father, she said she thought her dad said, "Francis, come with
right.
me."
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That's how she knew that.
Mm-hmm.
And she
right.
said she saw him reach her his hand up to her. And she said, "No, I'm not ready. And he disappeared. She was very superstitious, though. She knew that day.
She,
they took the.
When we went to grind that over to Bill Connor's that time, she didn't want me to go. She just begged me not to go grind him. By gosh, she said, "Something's going to happen." Sure enough, old Bill Bamelwalt stuck his fingers in the grinder and cut them off.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Well, some people are able to kind of tell.
I don't know how she, but boy, it was kind of spooky.
Uh-huh. Okay. What are some things you remember as a teenager then, or after you left grade school? What was you just farmed? That's all. I mean.
Well, when I was still going to school, I always in the winter tried to catch a few coyotes. I did that always, making me a little Christmas money.
Uh-huh.
Didn't get much, got $3 a hide. It was a little.
Uh-huh.
And of course, I spent a lot of time at the Brooks place. And we went dancing a lot.
Uh-huh.
How far away were they?
About 6 miles across the east. And I'd ride a horse over there. And then if there was a dance up to Braden's, which we always went to Braden's school. and we'd get in the wagon, and Virginia and maybe whoever's around, we'd all take the wagon going up to the schoolhouse and dance. And yeah, good time. Come home at night, everyone crawl down the wagon, except usually Alfred and me, or Burton and me, drive. And
so your mom and dad didn't go to the
dances? They didn't go to dances, no. And, well, that was one of the main things. And the Brooks family, or that community up there, was quite Grangey, you know, Grange organization.
Uh-huh.
And they'd go a lot of times to this, on the Sunday would go or have a meeting at the Braden School, and we'd play ball, baseball,
uh-huh.
girls and boys, whoever was around.
Uh-huh.
Your folks went to that?
No, there was no grain. They didn't go to the grain.
Mm-hmm.
See, that country was known as the Arkansas Hills.
Oh.
That was the Arkansas Hills.
Is that where
why?
The people came from?
I don't know. That they called it the Arkansas Hills, and it was in the Garden County and everything.
Huh.
Arkansas Hills. No, the folks, they didn't go that much. They were pretty homey. They didn't go much.
But anyway, you'd go there and they'd play baseball and stuff, and then what were some other things you'd do?
Well, we played many a day in the old blowouts in the hills. Go, you know, riding horses and this
uh-huh.
and that, just playing.
Played marbles, didn't you?
Oh, gosh, when we went to school, spring come along, all the pants and knees was wore out. We all went playing ball. Brooks couldn't afford it. Mom could and Dad.
Played marbles.
No,
played marbles.
Yeah, you said ball.
Yeah. In the winter, we played fox and goose all the time.
In the snow.
Oh, we had a fun one time. We had just one teacher in the third grade. He was just 17 years old and had girls about 16, 17.
Mm.
He had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I don't know how much fun he had because we didn't watch him. But anyhow, we took our way. No, we'd go out and play in the hills. I guess Burton Brooks was going to make a secret. Take a match. He started a prairie fire.
Oh.
did they ever come out there and beat that prairie fire out? We got it out before, but it was really a burning when they got there. Yeah. That was Arthur Gillette who started the prairie fire. And then we had down in the old field, at George Scammell's field, had two forts. We played war, you know. So we'd take ashes and put them in the bag and throw them over to let them drop down something, you know, like a bomb going off. Yeah, we just played all the time. Of course, we had to get home with the turkeys. And yeah, it was, I don't know what all we did. We kept busy.
So yeah. Then you're out of school and you're going to dances at the schoolhouse and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. then you were what, you were probably 15,
I got 14? Out. I got out of school at 14.
14.
And
so then you just started.
And I started working.
Like,
I worked before.
Yeah.
But then
I
really had to start.
You were doing a full day's work.
Oh
probably.
Gosh, yeah. That's when Dad started paying me a little bit, $25 a month, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And but I had to take care of the cattle and work in the field, just like
a hired
took,
man.
Just like a hired man. And boy, if the cow lost the calf or something, I really caught it. Because I'm supposed to be watching. But you know, a kid, he don't know that altogether. That's the reason I guess I was. Yeah. And when we had work when I was a kid, stay out today, dig potatoes, do this, maybe pick some corn. Yeah.
Was Grandpa pretty good about, I mean, with the cattle, was he able to tell when they were going
to
have a calf?
Well,
I mean,
to a fashion, pretty good, you know. You never know for sure.
Right, but
what our problem was, he bought some old Hereford bulls, and one of them throwed great calves with great big heads, you know, and the cow couldn't have her calf.
Yeah.
And then you'd find her laying there, and probably not dead, but then you'd have to build something so you could raise her up and
uh-huh.
stuff like that. Didn't have no hoist, didn't have no tractor.
Yeah.
Everything was done with it by hand.
Right.
No, it wasn't easy.
So when did you meet Mom?
Well, I met Mom. I probably seen her around town, but she was just a kid. Just one of the others. But I went to a dance. And it was out at Billy's dance. And Alfred was there. And her folks brought her, didn't they? They brought you up there. And I said to Alfred, I could have more dances with her than he did. Of course, I won out. And then, of course, she'd come to town, and we'd go to the show now and then. And we went one time, they had a box supper down out the schoolhouse out there. And I wanted to buy her box, but I didn't know how to go at it for sure. So Mr. Simon bought it, and I bought it from him. Yeah.
He knew you wanted it or something?
Well, I guess
he probably told
him. Yeah. I probably asked him who her box was. Yeah. So we got along pretty good right from the start.
So how long did you guys date before you got married?
Oh, not very long, just 5 years.
Well, we were six. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. I dated long.
Now, we never had enough money. We didn't think we had. Now they get married and don't have nothing.
I know.
Yeah, no, we didn't think we didn't. Then, of course, the war was coming on right then.
Yeah.
Didn't know if I'd have to go or if I wouldn't have to go.
So you were married in October 14th of
1942? Mm-hmm. We took and borrowed Dad's car. It was raining, pitching dogs.
That's okay.
It was raining like the dickens. And Dad said, can't you find a better day? And I said, well, I can't work today. So picked up Alfred Brooks and we went down to Ogallala to Old Tillinghast with Judge and got her license. And that's when the patrolman was sitting, standing in the door watching. And did he sign as a witness?
The clerk did.
Alfred and the clerk was the two witnesses. And then we got us a motel that night. Like a little nookie.
In Ogallala?
In Ogallala. And yeah, then came
Ogallala.
Home and worked the next day.
Then went home and worked the next day. That was our honeymoon. Yeah. It was good day, so. And then
so where'd you live? Yeah.
Oh, we lived in the grandpa in that old bunkhouse. Go back to the old bunkhouse. That's where we slept.
That bunkhouse did a lot of work.
Oh, it's had a lot of things. We could talk. Yeah, we stayed in there and lived in the home, and she helped pick corn.
That was very good that went on that tape.
Yeah.
That was okay.
Nickel like that.
Yeah. I said today, I was talking to, who was it? It wasn't today, but
that's
right. Oh, let it go. I was talking to Joshie.
Yes.
Well, a kid, and then yeah.
Well, when I was growing up, and just a kid and all that, we always had Christmas Eve, and you had got a little, and before that, one time I woke up and Mom was filling the stockings. Of course, I seen that, and that kind of did away with Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You know, but we always had some little gift. Mom's folks always sent us a little bit. Uncle Adolph, he sent us a package a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
And our teacher always gave us a bag of candy. Mm-hmm. Maybe not very big, but it was a bag.
Mm-hmm.
And we always had a Christmas program. So it was nice.
Were there any other holidays that you celebrated? I mean, like, Thanksgiving? Did you have a...
Not really. We had a dinner, Thanksgiving, uh-huh. But just common.
No different than any other day?
No, no different, really, no other day. You hardly ever eat a turkey.
Yeah.
Eat chicken, but no turkey. Turkey was too expensive.
Even if you raised them?
Didn't even eat much beef.
Huh.
Had pork because you needed the lard.
Uh-huh.
And the bacon, you know, and stuff like that. So, but we never starved. We always had good eating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not that we wanted.
Oh, yeah.
You know, potatoes and beans and stuff like, you know, whatever.
The things that you could raise.
Yeah, what we could raise. Never milked. Just milked in the fall and took the calves away and milked a while. And I don't know how Mom cooked to this day. Must have used canned milk or something.
Oh, could have.
But we never milked. But therefore, we raised the turkeys. The neighbors all milked, That's how Ukraine. They. That's how they had their income.
I see. Yeah.
Every one of them. That's the reason I spent a lot of time with Brooks's, because the boys couldn't come over to my place, because they had to get back home and help milk. They couldn't stay all night, because Charlie couldn't milk 15 or so cows or what they had. Mm-hmm. And when I went over there, of course, we helped. And Mr. Brooks, when he's done milking, he helped. He'd run the separator. And the boys, of course, would take the foam off the milk and get it ready for the calves. And what was foamy and that went to another pail. And Mr. Brooks, I'd carry the buckets from Mr. Brooks to where he fed his hogs. He took care of the hogs. And he took care of the bucket.
So you never traded, though, turkey for milk or anything like that with neighbors?
No.
You just went without, or you canned milk?
That's
or
right.
Something.
Yeah, no, he didn't. No. When Brooks is over there, you never eat whole milk. You didn't have butter. They had skim milk. And if it was run out, they had a little water. Yeah. And we had cornmeal, a lot of times, cornmeal mush. In the mornings, a lot of times, we'd have pancakes made of flour and water. And he made a big kettle of sugar water.
Uh-huh.
He put that
for
on
syrup.
There. For syrup. But we enjoyed it.
Well, did they make their own cornmeal?
Right.
Or buy it?
They might have bought. They bought. They could have bought it. I wouldn't say where they got it. And you slept in a bed on corn husks. No mattress. Yeah. Which was, he moved around, you could hear it. When my brother went along with me, after years, he started going along. We slept two at the bottom, two at the top. Worked all right, you know.
With your feet
mm-hmm.
going this way.
Yeah.
Mom, what about you? What were your Christmases like, or your what holidays?
Oh, I can never remember not having a doll.
You got a doll every year.
Every year.
Did Grandma make them or
no.
buy them? Or?
She bought them.
Yeah.
What happened to all?
Well, you know, they were. The dolls in those times weren't like the dolls.
Heads usually come off.
The head, those bodies with cloth,
uh-huh.
and then the heads would come off, or the arms would come off.
They just wear out.
Just wear
out.
Yeah, because we wore them out. And you know, the boys would get them, and then they'd toss them. You know how kids are. They'd tease you. But it was hard on the dolls.
But you always, did you have a big family thing at Christmas? Day?
Yes, we did.
Like other
Everybody.
Relatives came?
Well, when we were out here, see, it was just Uncle Jack and Anna was the only ones.
Did they live close?
Well, they moved to town when we moved out here, so. Yeah,
we
they
never,
came out.
We never had no relatives.
I know.
There was no one. Was
well, see, we didn't either, only just the family.
Yeah.
So. And Dan and Stella got married right after we came out here, so then. Howard was born not too long. So after.
Dan was out here. He lived out
oh,
here.
Yeah.
He farmed or something. Mm-hmm.
Old Joseph Brown had a homestead right north. That was Dan's father. Had
okay,
a home.
Where we were, where
yeah.
we went that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
okay,
it
and then
George's house.
Oh, yeah, that's
that
right.
was the old man's house.
That's the place
so.
You've got now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so then. The old man went back to Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
Did Dan and Stella go at the same time?
No, they were in the hills where they all lived at that time. But they stayed quite a while after he went back.
One thing that Mr.
But they thought this country was really wicked. And they didn't want to raise their family here because they thought the people were bad. Yeah, they were too much Christians for this country. But when they got out there, they found out that
it was the same
everywhere you go. Yeah.
Well, shut that off, and I'll tell you something what Mr. Brennan told me.
Yeah. I messed it up so bad they had to take part of that away. But no, kind of wrong.
Okay, so when you were little, though, you were born in Laurel?
Yep. Well, I was out of Laurel. I was born on a farm.
Oh. Okay. had?
Well, I didn't remember much, only just remembered the place where we were. And, you know, just the neighbors. We had a little boy that come to our house. And, you know, I had a knife, and I know he cut my legs. And Dad went over the hill. They just lived over the knoll. Mm-hmm. He went there. Told his dad he didn't want him to come again because he told him what he'd done. And he took me with him and showed him. And they took the knife away from him and that, but no, he wasn't all there. The kid wasn't.
How old were you then?
I was probably 4. I was just real little at that time.
Mm-hmm. What's the earliest thing you remember?
The earliest thing I remember is I climbed to the top of a corn, you know, where they had these corn cribs that had two sides to it.
Drive-in.
And I climbed to the top of that where the corn went to. And I started to go back down and lost my footing and I fell. And there was a pitchfork there, and I ran that pitchfork through my foot. And that's the first thing I really remember. And I was younger than
4.
Four. But Leslie was climbing too, and he was only 2.5, 3. But he, you know, he climbed. Mom let him climb all the time, and I said, you know, I wouldn't climb after that. I was scared to death of heights.
What were some things you guys did as little kids?
Oh, just played like, you know, like little kids do.
House.
Yeah, Mom made us some snowshoes with oilcloth.
You'd go out and
play. We'd go out and play in the snow.
Did Grandma sew most of your clothes?
Yeah, all of them.
Did Grandma love her sew? She didn't, did she?
I remember starting the school. The folks always told me. Of course, I remember that the people did come with the wagons and they get in the garage and they get in our grove. And so they told me, if you ever see the wagons coming, hide. Mm-hmm. So, gee, I looked down the road after I was a little ways on it and I seen these wagons coming.
You were coming back home from school. And it was like noon or something.
Well, it was time of
school. Oh, I thought you were like kindergarten and just coming home.
I was coming home, first grade or something like that. And I,
why were
so
you
I laid
alone?
Down because there was nobody else with me. The boys, they'd already gone. The boys never walked with us.
Oh.
When we were little. They just went their way. They'd run. I couldn't keep up. So anyway, I just laid down in this. I laid down in it and I went to sleep. I heard a pass, you know, but I knew they'd stop at the grove because that's where they always stop. And so I never come home, never come home. They all got out and started looking for me. And I don't know whether they woke me up or I just simply woke up, you know. So I looked and then I started home. They found me there. But we didn't live very far either.
From the school?
No. If I'd been smart, I'd turn around and run back to the school. Teacher was still there.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Well, because they told you to
hide.
Yeah,
they said to hide, so I did.
What are some other things you remember now?
Well, we come out
now
here.
That was in Laurel. So yeah. Then how old were you when you moved out here?
Well, we came out here when I was 5 the first time. And Les and I came out with them. And that's before we decided to live out here. But Dad's health wasn't good. He had heart trouble. So he said, I have to get out of there.
Was it too humid?
Too cold. And too humid too.
But you did go to school in Laurel.
Oh yeah. Well, I never see.
I thought this was
no.
Laurel.
This is
gypsies.
A grade school. This is a grade school where I went to.
Yeah.
Well, it was just. It wasn't. I bet.
Well,
it wasn't.
I meant you lived.
But I never went
back
to
east.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you were old enough to go to school.
Yeah, I was my first year. We
so
left
you were
there
kindergarten.
By my. Yes, I was in kindergarten because I didn't start until
I
was.
You told me
was
before.
6. I started when I was 6, and I didn't finish that year. And of course, I didn't get to go. Then we come out here. I don't know how come I didn't finish up the year, but I didn't. I just started the next year. ago. Actually, I started at 7. But there's an old lady came out with us. When we come down Ashwala, you know, it was just a trail. It wasn't really a road. It was bad. And you could look over at the side she was on and look down in that deep gully. And she had us scrunched up along the side of the car. We was talking about that the other day, and Les said, do you remember how she just about pushed us out the other side of the car? I said, yeah, I remember that. And then we took her back, and then Dad decided to come out here, and we moved back out here then. And then when we started the school, you know, that was in another schoolhouse, that old schoolhouse set right by the road. Over there, about where the schoolhouse is now.
District 38?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was a rock school.
It was a rock.
But it wasn't this rock.
No, it was made out of rocks and blue curtain here.
You didn't have desks like you had now. You had long benches.